مبادر الضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوعة رغد حمام. مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث الثانوي الأدبي، كتاب الأنشطة Activity Book، الوحدة الثانية بعنوان Natural World، الدرس الخامس بعنوان A World of Plants، from page number 28 to page number 32. Reading. Number 1. Before you read the article below, match these words and phrases with their meanings. A. Seed. A small hard part of a plant from which a new plant can grow. B. Thorn. A sharp, pointed part that grows on a plant. Example, a rose. C. Trunk. The main part or largest stem of a tree. Now, we will read the text. It may seem very strange, but plants are always in danger from animals which want to feed on them. If this happens, the plant can be damaged or even killed. So, because their roots, trunks, leaves, flowers, fruits, and seeds are under constant attack from mammals, insects, or birds, plants have developed ways of protecting themselves from these enemies. Here are some of the ways plants stop animals from attacking and eating them. Sharp thorns and stings. Some plants which grow in dry climates, for example cactuses, store larger quantities of water in their stems. To protect themselves, they have sharp thorns. Animals will hurt themselves if they try to get the water from these plants. Other plants, like stinging nettles, can inject painful or irritating substances into their enemies by means of the sharp hairs on their leaves. Poison. There are many plants which protect themselves by poisoning their enemies. In some cases, the poison they contain is so powerful that it can kill any living thing which touches or eats them. The poison can be in the leaves, the seeds, or berries, or in other parts of the plant. Insects. Some acacia trees in hot African countries are protected by ants which live permanently on their branches. If an animal starts to eat the tree's leaves, the ants attack it. Sticky gum. Some plants, such as horse chestnut trees, are covered with a sticky substance, like wet paint, which can prevent insects from eating them. Sometimes this substance is so strong that insects' feet or wings get stuck and they cannot escape. Now, number 2. Read the article and choose the most suitable title. A. How plants kill their enemies. B. How plants protect themselves from their enemies. C. How plants attack insects. The answer is B. How plants protect themselves from their enemies. Exercise 3. Read the article again and answer these questions. A. Why do plants need to protect themselves? The answer is because animals might damage or kill them. B. Which part of a nettle can hurt enemies? The answer is the hairs on its leaves. C. Where can the poison be found in plants? The answer is in many parts, including the leaves, the seeds, and the berries. D. Why do plants need to protect themselves against insects? The answer is because the insects want to eat them. E. Which plant is protected by a kind of insect? The answer is some acacia trees in Africa. Exercise number 4. Answer these questions about two of the adjectives from the article. A. Which of these is not sharp? A cactus thorn, a banana, a kitchen knife, broken glass, a cat's tooth. The answer is a banana. B. Which of these is not sticky? Chewing gum, sugary food, water, wet paint, glue. The answer is water. Number 5. In what other ways do you think that plants and animals protect themselves against attack? B. Why do you think some plants attract insects or other animals? الإجابة عائدة للطالب. Vocabulary. Number 1. Choose the correct phrases to complete these sentences. A. Aubergines grow on plants or under the ground? The answer is aubergines grow on plants. B. Tea grows on trees, on bushes. The answer is tea grows on bushes. C. Dates grow on the ground, on trees. The answer is dates grow on trees. D. Potatoes grow on the ground, under the ground. The answer is potatoes grow under the ground. Number 2. Complete these sentences with similar information to that given in exercise 1. A. Turnips and sweet potatoes. The answer is turnips and sweet potatoes grow under the ground. B. Olives and lemons. The answer is olives and lemons grow on trees. C. Lentils. The answer is lentils grow on plants. Number 3. Complete these sentences with the correct preposition. A. Cactuses depend. their thorns to protect them? The answer is on. Cactuses depend on their thorns to protect them. B. The acacia tree is famous being protected by ants. This makes it different most ordinary plants. The answer is for and from. The acacia tree is famous for being protected by ants. This makes it different from most ordinary plants. C. I've always been interested in plants and trees, but I'm not keen on insects. The answer is in and on. I've always been interested in plants and trees, but I'm not keen on insects. D. My encyclopedia of nature is full of interesting facts about plants. The answer is of. My encyclopedia of nature is full of interesting facts about plants. Grammar. Explaining possibilities. Number one. Write sentences to explain these situations, using the words in brackets in your answers. Example. A. The phone is ringing. It's probably your brother. He usually rings at this time. Between brackets, it might. The answer is, it might be my brother. He usually rings at this time. B. Someone's ringing your doorbell. You're sure it's the postman. He always comes at this time. Between brackets, it must. The answer is, it must be the postman at the door. He always comes at this time. C. There is an important football match in your town tonight. You think the roads will probably be very busy. Between brackets, the roads might. The answer is, the roads might be very busy tonight. There is an important football match in town. D. Your friend said she would phone you, but she hasn't. You're sure she has not forgotten. Between brackets, she can't. The answer is, she can't have forgotten to phone me. E. Someone waves to you from a car. It looks like your friend's father's car. Between brackets, it might. The answer is, it might be my friend's father. It looks like his car. F. Your sister has worked very hard. You feel sure that she has got good grades in her exams. Between brackets, she must. The answer is, she must have got good grades in her exams. She has worked very hard. G. You hear a car approaching, but you know it isn't your uncle's car because it doesn't sound the same. Between brackets, it can't. The answer is, it can't be my uncle's car. It doesn't have the same sound. etch. A new building is going up in your neighborhood. You think it is probably a school. Between brackets, they might. The answer is, they might be building a new school. Number two. Write sentences which explain the following situations. Include the words given and a modal verb in your explanations. An example. Faisal's car lights were on all night. Between brackets, Faisal, forget, switch off. The answer is, Faisal must have forgotten to switch the lights off. B. Ahmed's looking at the engine of his car. Breakdown. The answer is, Ahmed's car must have broken down. C. Khaled has a very good English accent. Between brackets, live, English family. The answer is, Khaled might have lived with an English family. D. Tariq wants to be a teacher when he graduates from university. Between brackets, very interested in education. The answer is, Tariq must be very interested in education. E. Ali has just drunk 2 liters of water. Between brackets, thirsty. The answer is, Ali must have been very thirsty. Writing. Writing an informal letter describing a visit. Number one. Read this beginning of a letter from Donald to his friend Mike. Dear Mike, we're really enjoying our holiday in Latakia. Yesterday, we went swimming in the Mediterranean. It was the first time I had swum in the sea and it was really exciting. There are hundreds of species of fish and plants. We spotted some really colorful fish. We swam close to them and took photos with our underwater camera. This was the best moment of my trip. I'll show you the photos when I get home. Near Latakia, there is a shipwreck. We swam over the wrecked boat and we saw many sea creatures swimming around it. It was one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. We wore wetsuits, which I found a little uncomfortable, although they meant we didn't feel the cold at all. We visited the nesting site of the green sea turtles that come to the shore in Latakia to lay their eggs. Turtles are very rare in this part of the world, so we had to be really quiet so we didn't disturb them. Unfortunately, the day was too short and there was so much more to see. We're leaving tomorrow, but if we come to Syria again, I'm going to go back to Latakia. We've done lots of other things. The day after we arrived, we... etc. Number one. Read this beginning of a letter from Donald to his friend Mike. A. What did Donald enjoy most about his visit? The answer is... swimming with the fish and taking photographs of them. B. Why was Donald disappointed at the end of the day? The answer is, the day was too short. There was so much more to see. Number 2. Read the letter again and find A. 5 facts about Latakia. The answer is, Latakia is on the Mediterranean Sea. There are hundreds of fish and plant species. There is a shipwreck near Latakia. Green sea turtles come to the shore in Latakia to lay eggs. Turtles are rare in this part of the world. B. Find opinions and feelings. The answer is, we're really enjoying our holiday in Latakia. It was really exciting. This was the best moment, one of the most interesting things I've ever seen, which I found a little uncomfortable. Unfortunately, the day was too short. C. Find contracted verb forms. The answer is, we're enjoying, I'll show you, I've never seen, we didn't feel, we didn't disturb, we're leaving, I'm going to, we've done. Number 3. Write your own letter to a friend describing an interesting place you have visited. A. Choose a place visitors to your country might find interesting. B. Include your opinions and feelings as well as facts about the place. C. Say what you enjoyed most about your visit and mention any problems or difficulties you had. D. Write in informal English. Use some contracted verb forms. Examples: I've never been there before. I'm sure you'd really enjoy it there. E. Write 100 to 120 words. End of Unit 5. End of the record.